Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Gracious God, thank you, Lord. Good morning, God. Thank you, Father. Good morning, Father, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning this morning, God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord of mercies. Good morning, God. Morning by morning, new mercies you show us, Father. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, God, we come to give you glory. This morning we come to give you honor and we come, God, to give you praise. We come, Lord, this last Sunday morning of this year, God, that you have blessed and anointed. This last Sunday morning that you have ordained, oh God, and allowed us to be here. We come to give you glory. You said we're two or three gathering your name, and we're gathering on these airways, on this internet, God, on this Facebook, on this YouTube, God. We're gathering two and three, God, with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God. We're gathering in your name, and you are in the midst, O Lord. For those who are unable to come out of their homes, God. Those who don't know how to find their way, God, to the church house, God. For those, oh God, who are sick and shut in. For those, oh God, who may be sick and shut in physically, emotionally, spiritually, God. We ask you to touch, God, to heal and deliver, to send salvation and redemption through these words, through these channels, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, for Rhema Christian Fellowship, God, virtual church, oh God, that we, oh God, will send a word out, oh Lord, that will cause lives to be saved, lives to be changed, people to be uplifted, God, and to call on the name of Jesus. And that you would be glorified, God, in the heavens and in the earth. That the people would know that you are God. And beside you, there is no other. We come this morning to worship you in the beauty of holiness, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. And we are so grateful. Because we didn't have to be here. Many have gone on, God. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we thank you for right now. This appointed time. This appointed hour. This appointed day. We thank you, Lord. And we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is why we pray and we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. King Jesus, we exalt you today. We exalt you, God. We exalt you high. We exalt you, we exalt you, we exalt you. Above the heavens. And above the earth. We give you glory now. Honor and praise. People of God say amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him with me right now. for he is holy. He is holy. The why? Because he is holy. The how? By lifting of our hands and our voices. Come on, people of God, and praise. Good morning, people of God. Good morning to you, you, and you. We bless God for you this morning. We thank you for joining us this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time you tune in. We thank God for you. But right now, it's morning time, Sunday morning glory. We thank you and we welcome you to Rhema CFM Virtual Community Church, our worship time, Sunday morning glory. And we welcome you and we bless God for you. We bless God for you. We bless God for you for being with us, for being a part of us. We bless God for you for tuning in and joining in worship this morning. This is about worship of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you for joining us every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, our covenant partners. We thank God for you for connecting with us. We thank God for you, Elder Dr. William Bill Harris, and myself. Bless God for you. We thank God for you. We do. We are so appreciative of you. Amen, amen, and amen. It's Sunday morning glory this morning. You are holy because of him. That's why. Oh, so holy God, what a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Come on, come on, give him that praise this morning. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into your presence as your own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, the why. We pray and praise. Why? The why we praise and pray this morning. Yes, we want to understand. We do pray and praise, but the why we pray and praise this morning. We do pray and we do praise, but we want to understand the why of it all. The why of it all. What is the reason for it all? What is the purpose of it all? What is the purpose of it all? My goodness, my goodness, what is the reason that we do this thing called prayer? My goodness, prayer is, it's a solemn request, you see, for help, or it's or an expression of thanks that we address to God. Prayer is simply a solemn request, a serious request of God, or in its expression. When we're praying, we're expressing thanks to God. When we're praying, we're talking to God. When we're praying, we're in communication with God. When we pray, it's an intimate time with him. It's an intimate time, and even though we may be praying with and for each other, it's still an intimate time, a direct communication, a solemn request or thanksgiving addressed to God, to God, to God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness, the why of it all. Oh my goodness. The why, thank you, Lord, of it all. The why of praise when we express our warm approval or admiration of him. That's how praise, with my hands lifted up, yes, God, and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. It's just our warm approval, a loving way of showing God our admiration, showing God our grateful hearts for him and how he sees about us, how he takes care of us, how we appreciate the things that God does, the things that God has done. Let's look at some scripture verses this morning. Thank you, Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says this to us. It says, rejoice always. Pray what? Without ceasing. Oh my goodness, in communication with him at all times. That intimate talk with him at all times. Give thanks. That's that praise. In all circumstances. Not for all, but give thanks in all circumstances. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Some versions say concerning you. Give thanks in all circumstances. Why? The why we pray and praise. Why? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The why we pray and praise, give thanks in all circumstances. It says rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks, my God, in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Whatever is going on, this is the will. Whatever place you're at in life, this is the will. We pray daily, let your will be done. Now, do we kind of deter the will of God sometimes? Do we kind of step out of the will of God sometimes? Do we kind of take detours from the will of God sometimes? Do we kind of cause the will of God to be obstructed sometimes? Because of our choices, the direction we go. Come on. Be not dismayed. That's an old hymn. Whatever betide. Guess what? His will says, God will take care of you. Ah. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. I want you to be thankful in every situation you're in. Somebody saying, that's hard, Pastor. It is. But he didn't say thankful for every situation or circumstance, because some of those situations and circumstances you put yourself in. But he says, in everything, give thanks. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, you can still look around and there's something to be thankful for. That's the why of it all. Psalms 95, 1 through 3 says this, come let us sing joy. This is a why. Come, let us sing joy. Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him. What? There we go again with thanksgiving. That's that praise. And extol him with music and song. Now, y'all know I love to extol my God. I love to praise my God, to lift my God in song. Oh, my goodness. Why? Here's a why. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. That's a why. The why we pray and we praise is because he is the great God, the great King above all gods. It is he who has kept you this year. It is He has brought you through the situations and circumstances that you had to deal with. It is He, when death was at your front door, when death ridiculed your family, when death overtook that loved one, it is He who kept you. Indeed, He did not leave you, though. He didn't leave you. Yes, it burned for a little while. Somebody's dealing with death at their front door right now. Yes, it hurts for a while. It digs deep for a while, but God is able to keep you from falling. He's able to lift you right back up. This is the why. The why we pray. And we praise because that prayer and those praises bring us right back up. They cause us to have a bounce back. They cause us to be rejuvenated. They cause us to be redeemed and restored. Restoration comes forth, my God. Psalms 95, 1 through 3 says this. Remember this morning, we're looking at the why we pray and praise people. Psalm 95, 1 through 3 says this, come. Come on. Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. I know I'm reading it in. Let us come before you with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Go ahead and let's look at Psalms 100. My God, verses 4 and 5, it says this. How do we do it? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him and bless his name. For Jehovah is what? Good. His loving kindness, what? Endures forever. The why? We pray and praise for his loving kindness, what endures forever. He's going to always be loving and kind to us. He's going to always see about us. He's going to always be good to us. He's going to always, oh my God, forever be patient with us. He's going to always lift us up. He's going to always restore us. Restore us. He's going, oh my God, restore unto me, God, the joy of my salvation. He's going to always open the doors for us to come in. And his faithfulness unto all generations. He's going to extend the same loving kindness for us unto all of our generations, to our children, to our children's children, to their children, and for generations to come. He did it from our ancestors down through us. Come on, God. From our great-grandparents to our grandparents, through our parents and then into us. Come on, God. For, oh God, for Jehovah is good. That fifth verse says his loving kindness endures. It lasts. It doesn't run out. You know, we run out of loving kindness. Sometimes we meet a person or we just so infatuated with them. We so and oh God, enamored with their ways. We so drawn in. After a while, that little fleshly thing in us gets tired. We kind of turn away from them, you know, kind of get a little bored with them. But God's loving kindness endures forever. That's the why. We pray and we praise. That's why we keep talking to it. That's why we keep praying to it. That's why we keep coming to it. The why we pray and praise, that's why. Because we can always go to him when trouble is in the way. We can always go to him when things don't seem to be going right. We can always go to him when we're hard pressed, when trouble is on every hand. We can always go to him when things are lifting up, when things are going well. We can always go to him. It says, pray without ceasing, you see. Give thanks in all circumstances, not just the horrible times, but in the good times, in all circumstances. It says, give thanks to God. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. It says, give thanks to God in all circumstances. God, I see you working in my favor. Even when I don't see you, I know you're working, God. And I give you thanks, God. I give you thanks in the loss of my mother, God. But I give you thanks, oh God, that you were able to sustain me, God. I give you thanks in the loss, oh God. See, you got to figure that thing out. I give you thanks in the loss, oh God, that you didn't allow her to suffer long. I give you thanks, oh God, that you saved her, oh God, that I know that she's resting in your bosom. Come on. I give you thanks, oh God. My son is incarcerated right now, but I give you thanks, oh God, that he's not in street in harm's way, God. I give you thanks that you're dealing with him on the inside, God. Oh God, and when you bring him out, God, you're going to bring him out a better man, God. You're going to bring my daughter out a better woman, God. Hallelujah. I give you thanks, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. You got to sit on Oshendrosa. I give you thanks, oh God, in the midst of that trial and that tribulation that my daughter is going through right now, God, that my sister is going through right now, God, that you can redeem them, oh Lord. I give you thanks. See, in all circumstances, you can give him thanks. In the sickness, you can give him thanks. I give you thanks in the midst of the cancer that has riddled their body, oh God, that you're able to heal, oh God, that you brought them out, oh God. Hallelujah. I give you thanks in the midst of the chemo that's going into their body, God, that you, oh God, are the ultimate healer, oh God. I give you thanks, oh God. Thank you, Lord. The why. We pray and praise. Because God is able to sustain us. God is able to keep us. God is able to save us. The why. The why we pray and praise is that we will one day be waiting for him. One day he's coming. He's coming. The why. But he's kept us and he's never left us. We may have felt left, but we come out of him and realize he was there all the time. He was there all the time. Thank you, God. Matthew 6:9-13. Guess what? The why, but the how. The why, we pray and praise. But Christ told us how to do it. He told us how to pray. If you're not sure how to pray, listen, if you're not sure how to even get started, he told us how to pray. And I need more of us to teach our children how to pray. I need more of us to introduce our children to the Lord's Prayer. I need more of us to introduce our children to the Father in prayer. I kept seeing, as we were going through the holidays, I kept seeing this post that says, we take our children to the mall. Y'all know I'm gonna get though. This is the virtual community church. So let's deal with some virtual stuff. The why we pray and praise. I kept seeing this post that said, we take our children to the mall to meet Santa Claus. So why not take them to church to meet Jesus? They should have met Jesus at your house. They should have met Jesus before they got to church. You already know him. Yes, take them to church. Yes, introduce them to church. Yes, introduce them to God. But don't wait, because if they don't go to church, or if they stop going to church, or if something happens and they can't get to the church house, they need to know that they are the church. Come on, God. Yes, Lord. Don't wait till they get to the building. You ought to be introducing them to Christ in your home, because if you're living the life of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it ought to be blossoming in your home. It ought to be blossoming on your job. The why we pray and we praise. It ought to be coming up and coming out in your talk, in your walk, in your speech. Come on. It ought to come out in your actions. It ought to come out in who you are and how you are. The why. We pray and we praise. But Christ showed us how. He's left us these few verses. told the disciples, this is how we pray in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. And yes, the versions have been changed to here, a word here and a word there. But it's all the same. This then is how you should pray. He said how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, because you're acknowledging God, I'm going to take my time with this right here. Hallowed be, hallowed be, hallowed be your name. Holy you are, God. Hallowed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thy kingdom come, your kingdom come, God. Your will be done, God, on earth as it is in heaven. You're acknowledging God as you begin your prayer. Come on. Give us today our daily bread. This day, God, feed us, Lord. Feed us, Lord God. You are the one who feeds us. You're the one who takes care of us, Father. Please provide for us. Come on. And forgive us our debts or our trespasses, or as we have also have forgiven our debtors, or those who have come against us, those who have messed up, God. As we have messed up, God, forgive us as we forgive those who have messed up, Lord, who have done wrong. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, what? From the evil one. And there's another verse that continues. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. In Jesus' name. And we've already added in Jesus' name. While we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. 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 The why we pray and praise is because we deem God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the one who is able to keep us from falling, the one who has brought us from January to December, amen, from December to December, amen, from month to month, amen, from day to day. He is the one from year to year. He is the one. Hallelujah. Somebody won't cross over. But I declare and decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now is the time to go ahead and commit. Really commit to him. Come on, give your life to him. For real, as they say, for real, for real. Commit to God. This is the time of salvation. This is the time of redemption. We say redemption because all have sinned and come short of his glory. We were born in sin. We were shaped in iniquity. Come on.